the Certified Anti-Corruption Manager, CACM, Management Credential. The CACM Syllabus, Part 1, Principles of Fighting Corruption. Part 2, Internal Control. Part 3, Fraud and Corruption. Part 4, Money Laundering. Part 5, Financial Statement Fraud. Part 6, Corporate Governance. Part 7, Auditing and Accounting for those who are charged with governance and executive management. Part 8, Whistleblowing. Part 9, Management and Decision Making. Part 10, The Global Commitment to Fight Corruption. The Certified Anti-Corruption Manager, CACM, raises the bar for executive management and those in charge of governance in all economic sectors when it comes to preventing fraud and corruption. It's the only worldwide certification program that allows executives to set the right tone at the top. The CACM certification methodology is based on the American Anti-Corruption Institute's, AACI, 10 Principles of Fighting Corruption and its accompanying standards, as well as the United Nations Convention Against Corruption. Furthermore, it focuses primarily on providing decision-makers with appropriate anti-corruption intelligence in order to assist them in institutionalizing corruption prevention in their companies and communities. The CACM exam is an in-person proctored online test. It is designed to test the anti-corruption intelligence of CACM candidates. The AACI coined the term to mean the minimum, optimum knowledge a decision-maker should have to avoid fraud and corruption intelligently. Such knowledge includes the proper blend of due diligence, internal control, anti-corruption, blockchain technology, governance, whistleblowing, decision-making, auditing, and accounting, from a management perspective and duties, to avoid fraud and corruption. By avoidance, we emphasize the concept of deterrence and prevention. Corruption prevention is less expensive and better than any cure. The CACM exam path. In-person proctoring for the CACM online exam. The credibility and integrity of the Certified Anti-Corruption Manager, CACM, management credential are paramount. The exam unit of the AACI delivers the CACM online exam proctored by a representative of the AACI, an authorized party, or an authorized testing center. A CACM candidate can take the exam from wherever he wants and have it proctored via Zoom under the applicable rules and guidelines. CACM candidates shall sit for the in-person proctored CACM online exam to complete the certification process. A CACM candidate is responsible for registering with an authorized testing center to sit for the CACM exam. Authorized testing centers. If a CACM candidate does not choose to be proctored via Zoom, he must be admitted by an AACI representative, an authorized party, or an authorized testing center in one of the cities listed below. USA, Tempe, Arizona, San Diego, California, Kansas City, Kansas, Washington, D.C., New York City, New York. Asia, Beirut, Lebanon, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Istanbul, Turkey. Europe, Amsterdam, Netherlands, London, UK, Malta. Africa. Lagos, Nigeria. Proctoring fee. The third-party proctoring fee ranges from USD 100 to 200 based on location. CACM exam window. The exam is available from March 1 to December 31 of each calendar year. CACM registration. A CACM candidate shall register for the CACM via exam path at the membership portal. Eligibility requirements. The eligibility requirements to apply for the CACM via exam path are the following. A CACM candidate shall have a bachelor degree from an accredited college or university, pass the Certified Anti-Corruption Manager, CACM, online exam, provide an assertion to a non-prior indictment in any act to the discredit of the Code of Ethics of the Institute, abide by the AACI Code of Ethics, satisfy the AACI Continuing Professional Educational, CPE, requirements, and maintain good standing and membership in the Institute. Parameters of the CACM exam. The entire exam consists of 105 multiple-choice and true-false questions. There are unidentified 5 questions that will not be included in the grade of the exam. It is limited to 160 minutes. Once you start the exam, it will stop automatically after 160 minutes. You cannot pause and resume later. You must attempt each question to move forward. However, you will not be able to go backward. You can take the exam one time. The passing score on the exam is 75% or 75 questions out of 100. When you pass the exam, you may download the unofficial CACM certificate. CACM exam fee. The exam and application fee is US$925. It is a non-refundable fee and covers all the following: one-time exam session fee, CACM review textbook, PDF format, one session of 25 practice questions, CACM membership non-refundable application fee, first year annual CACM membership fee, sitting for the CACM exam. A CACM candidate can register at any time during a calendar year and shall sit for the exam no later than December 31st of the same calendar year. A CACM exam registrant who does not sit for the exam by December 31st of the year will lose the entire exam fee, US$850. The CACM exam fee qualifies a registrant to sit for the exam one time. Only during the CACM via ExamPath registration, the CACM registrant may buy up to 2 additional CACM exam authorization to sit for the exam. The CACM exam authorization non-refundable fee is US$250. When bought together, the 2 CACM exam authorization non-refundable fee is US$399. The validity of CACM exam authorization is up to December 31st of the year in which the CACM applied for the CACM via ExamPath. The exam unit issues the CACM exam authorization letter, EEL, to sit for the exam. The CACM registrant will receive her EEL within 15 days from the date of receiving her complete CACM via exam application and fee. When a CACM candidate attends a CACM review course, he will have an additional 1 free of charge CACM exam authorization qualifying her to sit for the exam on the last day of the study course. Upon passing the exam, you will be able to download the unofficial CACM certificate. Registrants who pass the exam will receive the CACM certificate package, PDF soft copy, within 45 business days. If the test center staff has questions about the identification presented, you may be asked for additional proof of identity. You may be refused access to an examination and forfeit the examination fee for that session if the staff believes that you have not proven your identity. Admittance to the test center and examination does not imply that your identification is valid or that your scores will be reported if subsequent investigations reveal impersonation or forgery. Prohibited items. Items that cannot be accessed or used during the CACM testing experience: books, briefcase, camera, photographic or scanning device, cellular phone, cigarette, tobacco product, container of any kind, dictionary, earphone, eraser, eyeglass case, paper, not provided by test center, pen, pencil, not provided by test center, pencil sharpener, personal digital assistant or electronic devices, plastic bag, purse, wallet, radio, transmitter, receiver, ruler, slide ruler, study material, tape, disc recorder or player, umbrella, watch, weapon of any kind, food or beverage, handbag, backpack, hip pack, hat or visor, except head coverings worn for religious reasons, headsets or audio earmuffs, not provided by test center, jewelry, pendant necklace or large earrings, newspaper or magazine, non-prescription sunglasses, notebook, notes in any written form, organizer, day planner, outline, pager, beeper. CACM review textbook. A downloadable CACM review textbook will be available for CACM candidates upon completing the registration for the exam. It is not allowed to print hard copies, or one copy, of the book. The book is not available for sale at any other places. CACM review course. The AACI does not require a CACM exam registrant to attend a CACM review course. We do not organize or conduct CACM review courses outside the U.S. The minimum U.S. CACM review course fee is US$3,400, including the exam fee. CACM updates. The exam unit may issue CACM updates. Updates may include but are not limited to additional questions, clarifications, and/or correction of errors. The exam unit will email the CACM candidates the CACM updates in a separate document. The exam unit integrates the CACM updates into the next CACM edition. The exam unit publishes the CACM review textbook annually and makes it available for CACM candidates on January 15th of each year. The AACI posts the latest CACM news at its website at https://www.theachi.net/cacum-updates. Exam unit. The American Anti-Corruption Institute, AACI, Tempe, Arizona, January 15, 2022.